Okay, let's go. Oh, it's me. Hey, Hill.
Hey, Jenny. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I think the eclipse fried my brain. It definitely fried my skin. I put on so much sun lotion. But then I just put on my glasses and literally stared at the sun. There's a pun in there.
Yeah, I got it.
For like 2 hours. So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
My lips are all chapped.
Well, today we're recording on Monday, April 8th. If you're listening, it is on our after April 10th. This is season 6, episode 14.
Trucking along.
Yep.
Welcome to Kissing Lips, blah, 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 blah. Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts with the Garden Tarts. And happy Eclipse Day to all who celebrate.
It's also Rex Manning Day.
It's also Rex Manning Day. Happy Rex Manning Day.
Yeah. If you don't know what that is, Google it.
Yeah. And then watch the movie.
Yeah.
Because you need to. If you're listening to this, you need to have seen that movie.
Yeah.
Google it.
It's Empire Records, by the way.
Yeah. I was going to make them look it up.
Yeah. Well, we're just helping a little bit. But
that's cool. That's fair.
Yeah.
If you are in the continental United States, Monday, April 8th, and I think part of Mexico and part of Eastern Canada, you had at least a partial eclipse up in your sky.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was a cool day. We were in the path
all
of,
about it.
Yeah. We were in the path of totality here in Cleveland, which was awesome. So the last one was 2017, I think. And I had some family members that went, they took their camper, they went to a place where they knew they would see it. And I was like, oh, that was probably really cool. And then, so we instantly put it on our calendar for this year. And they were going to come, whatever, whatever. Two of the 6-member family came. This was super fun to have them. And I knew what it was going to look like. I mean, you can guess it's the moon with like the corona, whatever. But holy crap. It was hands down the coolest thing I've ever seen. Gorgeous. And the whole neighborhood, everyone's on their lawn. So it's like cheers and clapping. In the distance, there's like fireworks and gunshots. That's just a whole nother thing. Not in my neighborhood, but can we just not have excuses to shoot guns off into the air? Or even excessive fireworks. It's just not necessary.
No, not necessary at all.
This is an my words are gone. It's a phenomenon up in the sky.
Yeah.
It's not the 4th of July. But anyway.
Well, we've had partial eclipses. Today, clearly, we had solar disruption.
Yes.
But it didn't get dark. It felt like it was, the sun was starting to go down and it was just for like a minute. Yeah. But how did it feel for everything to just get dark in the middle of the day? Like, I can't imagine.
Well, it got cold fast. I heard on the news that the temperature drops like 10 degrees, but it felt like more than that. The wind picked up. It was night. We had almost 4 minutes.
Wow.
Of nighttime. We didn't there. The birds got really quiet. My husband said he saw a bat. Garnet and Amanda did like the coolest thing. They went to like a neighborhood cemetery. And she's
so
like,
funny.
A fox jumped out of a bush. The bats are confused.
Yeah.
But we didn't hear crickets or anything, but it did get quiet. I don't know how else to explain it other than just witnessing something like magical. And also, like, this is shit that goes on in our solar system all the time.
Right.
And just how so many things like that are happening all the time in a world that is so much bigger than us.
Mm-hmm.
And just what a pleasure it was to be able to experience it. I was surprised at how fucking cool it was. And we were very lucky that we didn't have really any cloud cover. So we could see the whole thing the whole time. But yeah, I don't know how else to explain it. It was super, super amazing.
My mom said that, and I don't remember what year it was, but it was before my parents got married, but she was at my grandparents' store and the parking lot lights went on.
Yeah, my husband saw the lights behind our house go on.
Yeah.
And I saw some meme on Facebook or something that, I'm not going to Google it to find out if it's true or not, but I'm just going to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, the first recorded viewing of a total eclipse was like in like 500 BC or something. Mm-hmm. And it was during a war and it ended the war.
Yeah, I heard that a lot on the news today.
But I thought that was cool. They're like, could you imagine people like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
The gods are mad.
Yeah. I saw that on the news. A lot of different news sources reported that.
Okay.
But other things, like, it meant like the king was in danger. There was another one that was like something about a dragon. I mean, there are all kinds of lore about eclipses.
I mean, that would fuck you up if you didn't know it was happening.
Yeah.
So I did learn it happens every about 18 months. In some part of the world. The next one here in the continental United States is August 2024.
Mm-hmm.
In Montana. And
2044.
I'm sorry, 44.
Yeah.
44. And I'm like, well, by then we'll already have our cabin on a lake in the mountains, probably in Montana. So we'll be fine. That'd be 68. That'd be a perfect time to see a total eclipse.
Yeah.
The next one goes over Iceland, and we're like, we might be hooked. You're also the family that was here. They are the people that we do big travels with. So scheming happens very quickly.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
You could see outside there was something going on, but I didn't get glasses or anything, so I didn't really see it. But I watched I kept changing channels on the news to see different coverages, but it was just amazing. I was just so fascinated by, like, I think it was the Dallas Zoo. They had the animals went nuts.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
They had, like, giraffe and zebras running around, and then at totality all the animals like huddled together.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably like Chicken Little, you know, the sky is falling.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and like,
crazy.
I thought about that, like, I mean, I know with, like, when I had my cat, she had a very distinct bedtime, and like, I wonder how that would have, you know, affected her bedtime.
Right. Our dog was outside with us, but he was just like, he was pretty chill. Just laying on his bed and stuff. But the cats were inside.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, I mean, eerie how quickly it got cold.
Yeah.
Like, I had to go, it was 70 degrees today, and I had to go get a sweatshirt.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. The wind picked up. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
So what two U2 songs, well, I think there might be more, but I can only think of two, talk about an eclipse.
I actually saw them on Twitter today. Elevation.
Yeah.
And the other one was, oh, fuck. Is it in Beautiful Day? No. I did, because someone put a poll on Twitter. was probably the U2 fan polls.
I'll give you a hint. You've heard this song six times this in the past year, live.
Well, I heard it at every Sphere show. Is it on Octave Baby?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Fly.
The Fly. Oh, okay. And that's the one I voted for.
But in the making, in the, I don't know where you could find it. I'm sure it's on YouTube, but I had it on VHS, the making of the Unforgettable Fire. There's an eclipse. Yeah. They go out and watch an eclipse while they're recording.
I can picture that moment. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
The U2 social media has released a video today of Discotheque from Pop Mart, and everyone's like, they really missed a, missed a moment here, not sharing staring at the sun.
Yeah.
I understand the Discotheque marketing. We'll talk about that. But you know they got staring at the sun videos lined up.
Yeah.
Doesn't even need to be remastered. Just share it.
Yeah.
Speaking of you two, there's just a lot of little newses. What'd you call it? Mini content.
Yeah.
Or micro content. So let's just go through what's been showing up on the internet, on the interwebs. Well, let's start with the first one, found. First of all, kind of related, Morley and The Edge have been in Vietnam.
Yes.
On vacation, I presume. We know this because Morley freely shares things on her Instagram.
Lots and lots of things.
Yeah. And you just hope, like, where's The Edge? Where's The Edge? And then she did share a picture of him, like, in a boat. But I'm pretty convinced he was wearing a U2 UV shirt.
Kind of look like it.
I mean, it's possible it's something else, but it's very blurry. But another internet friend and I decided that that was just the answer.
Yeah.
Because why not? Well, on May 11th, they are going to be honored at the Venice Family Clinic inaugural gala. This was as reported by The Hollywood Reporter. They have been longtime supporters of the Venice Family Clinic. It's called the Inaugural Heart, which blends health and art gala together. There's some quotes here. Oh, I did not click on that ad. Go away. The organizer said the duo, I hate when ads are loading and it moves all the text.
Oh, I hate that.
The duo exemplify the spirit of heart through their passion for the arts and health equality. So that's exciting. I mean, that's exciting. We don't often hear about stuff they do personally. So it's just a fun tidbit. Yeah. Yeah.
Good for them for being so charitable.
Well, congrats to The Edge and Morley, and thanks for all that you do for your community.
We're very proud of you.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of charity, well, if you go to U2's Instagram account, they have a posting that they're donating memorabilia from Sphere to, it looks like, three different charities in Ireland: Lust for Life, Breast Cancer Ireland, and IMNDA. And you can bid, it says, memorabilia from the Dublin Lord Mayor's charity auction. And it looks like it's a pair of fly shades, a signed program, a couple shirts, a couple posters. It's a big lot.
I'm looking at it. When it first went up, the starting bid was 500 euros. I want to look and see what it's at. It's up to 4,000 euros.
Oh, there's a, one of those things is a tote bag.
Yeah.
And then there looks like a letter.
Cool. Oh, I see that. It's got principal management up top. Logo up top.
Huh.
I wonder what it says. I zoom in, it gets blurry.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then also, speaking of charities, if you all remember, Adam did, he did that like big painted elephant with an artist.
Yeah.
I think like the artist painted it, but like he sponsored it and signed it. I'm not exactly sure. Don't quote me on that. The organization is called Elephant in the Room, and there's now a shirt you can buy that supports Elephant in the Room's mental health awareness campaign. Let's look at here. Okay, if you go to, all one word, elephantintheroom.ie, like Ireland, you can find it there. And it's got the art from the elephant on it, and then Adam's signature as well, which I presuming he's not hand signing them all, that this is a print.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Let me look at this store. Let's see how much it is. Oh my God, they've got so many cute things. €44.50. It's not bad. For a charity? Cool. I think that's all the charity news we have. That's enough. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
A lot. Last week, it was announced that Bono's Surrender book is coming out on paperback. All the information was quickly pulled. So we don't know why, if the announcement was premature, if there's more stuff to come, whatever. The initial announcement said that, you know, it's in paperback in the U.S., proceeds will go to Red, which makes sense. Is that available for pre-order? But yeah, then it got pulled. I've heard rumors that they're adding a print run in Asia. I have no idea about that. I'm curious what's going to happen with all the filming they did.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of really specific filming. So maybe we'll learn more when they bring that back up. I went to surrendermemoir.com and it's not up right now. So hopefully that will go back up when all the information is gone. Otherwise, you know, U2 Songs is really on it. They'll announce it to us. So, and then we'll know the website's back up and we can go look at it. Two other things. Oh, no. First, we should mention that they just released a completely remastered 12-track single. What do we call it? Of Discotheque. And they are calling it a playlist. It's on Spotify. I also made a playlist on Apple Music that I've been sharing on Twitter. So take a look for that. U2 to Love and Only Love, Deep Dives, and B-Sides. The photo, cover photo, is like all that you can't leave behind era.
Yeah.
So they've done Lemon, Stay, with the B-Sides from those singles. Lemon, Stay, and Discotheque. I think those are the only three. But I'll be curious. I'm assuming that stuff from All You Can't Leave Behind will be added to this. But more stuff to come.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Man, that Discotheque remaster, have you listened to it?
I haven't yet. I need to. I think I'll do that when we're done tonight.
It is. It's got some extra funk. It is cool. Yeah. The radio edit. It is cool.
Okay.
And Holy Joe's on there. And God, I love Holy Joe.
Yeah, I do too.
I was listening to it and I was like, gosh, this was our first taste of pop was Holy Joe.
And then I heard Discotheque in Dublin before I heard Holy Joe.
Yeah, you did. Well, anyway, I was always surprised that Holy Joe wasn't on the album.
Yeah.
It's a because really of that
good song, yeah.
But that's fun. There are two other things I want to mention to all of you listeners and to you, Hillary, because I want you to check it all out.
Okay.
One, on YouTube.com, if you're a subscriber, they've really been updating the subscriber special content. Where do I have it? I have it here. There's something recently with Gavin and the picture is Gavin and Bono, but it's about Peter and the Wolf. And there's some new Gavin Friday music coming. There's a video with Dallas Shu. One at Sphere is there. But there was some other. Oh, Willie Williams doing the Easter eggs from Sphere. Throwback to Zoo TV. That was cool. Acrobat at Sphere. But there, I feel like there was one more. Who was this one? This one's called The Thrill of the Job. I wonder. Oh, it's going to make me log in. I don't want to log in. Why is technology so difficult? This has ever wondered how the band can hear themselves inside the sound of their own rock and roll show. Here's how. Scroll through. If you see a little red sunglasses, it's a subscriber special. Check it out. The other thing I want y'all to check out is a podcast called Is Breakfast Included? It's Bernie Guerra, I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, and Lisa Letterman. And Bernie, if you were at the Sphere shows, will recognize him as the bass tech bringing Adam his instruments during the Sphere shows. Works with Stewart, I presume. But they talk to people behind the scenes in the music industry all over the place. But there's some notable YouTube connections. Jake Berry has one, which is great. Sebastian Clayton, which is awesome. I mean, these are all awesome. They'll talk about YouTube stuff, but it's not the point of the shows. But it's still very cool. Who else was in here? Dallas Shoe. Oh, that one is very, very YouTube heavy. Oh, and then Carlsbad and Dunks. Carlsbad is an artist in her own right. Her name's Carly, and she's the one that brings Bono his jacket at the end of Sphere show for Beautiful Day. She's on the stylist team. And then Dunks is another artist in his own right, Duncan Stewart, who does guitar tech work with Dallas. I didn't see him at Sphere, did I? I might have.
He's in the program, I believe.
Okay.
We saw him there, but we saw him on the platform. He wasn't working.
Right. Well, he works with you too. He did some mixing or production work on Songs of Surrender.
Yeah.
Anyway. And they talked a lot about this big band that they've been on tour with. They never mentioned the name.
Oh.
It's all about mostly the music that they make together. And just being on tour in general. But all of them are just a delightful listen. You can tell these people really respect each other. They really like each other. They have great stories to tell. And I would say if you listen to our podcast, you are curious about behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
Likely. So check out Is Breakfast Included. And maybe there's more people. I just haven't scrolled back that far. More YouTube related people. I don't think so. Well, that's all I got.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. So now you have a lot of other content to look at besides us.
Yeah.
You've already sent me the graphic.
I did.
The name of this episode is appropriately Staring at the Sun. Well, cool.
Yeah, I think that's all I have.
Same. I really appreciated that. Just it was like multiple times a day, there was like more little bits.
Yeah.
I was like, phew. Now we know what we're going to talk about. Okay. Well, do we say goodnight?
I think we say goodnight.
I think we say goodnight. I'm very tired.
It's exhausting watching the sun disappear.
And well, it is also, but I haven't sat in the sun in so long and it kills me. Like I get sunburned so quickly and it's just so exhausting.
Yeah.
It like depletes all my energy. So I'm going to lather on some face lotion, eat some ice cream because I can go to bed.
You're a grown up.
Because I'm a grown up and I haven't had dinner yet. Yeah. And it's 9:15. Why would I eat a meal now and have ice cream?
No, that doesn't make any sense.
No, yeah, I don't need that much food. I'm going straight for the ice cream. Well, good night, y'all.
Good night.
Good night to you, Hillary.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, bye.
Bye. We'll be back next week with more U2ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at @_GardenTarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your U2 friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2ish podcast with The Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, The Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.